Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining me now, Brandon Lee Gauton, BleedingGreenNation.com, as we talk Eagles, who will host the Carolina Panthers on Sunday. And Brandon, it's only week 7, but I feel like this is really a big game for the Birds, because if they can win this one and play a good solid game, building off that win over the Giants, I feel like you're going to really have some momentum rolling downhill. If they struggle, then I think a lot of people look at that Giants win as a one-off. How about you?
I think it's a very accurate assessment. You know, the Eagles beating the Giants last week was a really good sign, and I think there were real positive takeaways in that game in terms of cutting down on the mistakes they were making, the silly turnovers, the fumbles, the penalties. So it was good to see them play just a cleaner brand of football. But then again, you know, the Giants are very bad, so it's kind of hard to tell completely if that game was just the Eagles being good or the Giants being bad or both. And we will certainly see this weekend against the Panthers if the Eagles really are kind of back to form. So it's a big test in that regard. You know, this Panthers team, I don't think they're a juggernaut, but they're a quality team. So it should be an interesting matchup.
What are the big matchups you look at in this game with Carolina? Where do you think that the Eagles will need to excel to grab the win?
Well, they're going to have to contain Cam Newton, obviously. And he is a really good player. He's obviously so dangerous on the run, in addition to being able to move the ball with his arm. I think it's a really good matchup for the Eagles in some respects, because the Panthers don't have that big play offense that's kind of plagued this Eagles defense. At the same time, going into the Titans game, kind of felt the same way, and that obviously turned out a different way for the Eagles. So if they come in here as expected, I think the Eagles pass rush should be able to make life hard on Cam Newton, just like they were able to last year when these two teams played. The Eagles are going to need another big game from Fletcher Cox, really being that interior pass rush presence and making Cam Newton feel uncomfortable in the pocket there. I think it's another week where he has to come up really big.
Alshon Jeffrey was big in the win over the Giants last week with 2 touchdowns, and I feel like through 3 games, he's almost a bigger part of the passing attack than he was last year. What do you think?
I think that is definitely the case, and I think he's just healthier than last year. Obviously, he had to deal with that torn rotator cuff that he played through, and he just looks like a different player in some regards. You see him quicker even when he's getting some of these screens and turning these short gains into bigger gains. So it's very encouraging. I feel like when Alshon is doing well, the whole offense is doing well. The offense kind of seems to go as he goes sometimes, and I think the Eagles have done a really good job of getting him involved. He has that connection there with Carson Wentz that's really good. So I definitely think his return has been a big positive for this team. And, you know, he can be a very productive player and a big weapon in this offense.
Do you think they're going to add a running back? Or do you think, with the exception of Darren Sproles getting healthy, it's just going to be kind of a timeshare going forward with the guys they have on the roster?
Yeah, last week against the Giants, the Eagles really only trusted Wendell Smallwood and Corey Clement to play. They didn't give Josh Adams any carries, so it seems like they're kind of just going to mostly probably stick with those two guys for now. As you mentioned, Darren Sproles is supposed to be coming back at some point. I mean, he's been out since week one, hasn't played since that Falcons game. Doug Peterson said he's optimistic about his return potentially next week, but I mean, we'll have to see about that at this point. It's just been such a long time. I think if they feel like Darren Sproles can't come back, then they're going to have to make some kind of move there, because I just don't think what they have is enough. But in the meantime, we've seen Smallwood, we've seen Clement have solid seasons to this point, and I think the Eagles are comfortable enough rolling with them in the short term. I think it's just going to have to be that way. And going up against the Panthers this week, their run defense isn't as good as it usually is. They rank in the bottom half of the league, so I think the Eagles could be able to move the ball on the ground. We saw Washington do that last week with Adrian Peterson.
Brandon Lee Gouten, BleedingGreenNation.com, joining us on Reporters Roundup as we get you ready for the Eagles and the Panthers Sunday afternoon at the Link. And Brandon, if someone wants to check out all of your work, what should they do?
You can read my work at BleedingGreenNation.com and follow me on Twitter at Brandon Gouten. And you can check out Bleeding Green Nation's podcast, BGN Radio.
Brandon, thanks for the time and insight.
Thank you for having me.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.